Thank you, Jesus, for coming to my rescue, no matter how I feel. It is so comforting to know that my feelings don't always reflect reality and that you are with me. So I've been feeling really drug out lately, kind of like roadkill, I guess you could say, and been hesitating to come into prayer to hear from him just because I felt so tired and I didn't feel like I was connecting with him in prayer. And that's really foolishness. I was counting on my feelings way too much. But I began, "Hi, Lord, I'm here, longing to hear from you. Yesterday wasn't so good, and I apologize for being foolish with eating and distractions. I miss you terribly." Much to my surprise, he immediately answered me, "I miss you terribly. Where do you think I went? Were you hiding on me because of my foolishness? I am always present to you, Claire. Lord, I want to do a better job with the channel. I just feel so empty and gutted inside. Please help me." He replied, "There's no need to be concerned about your emptiness. You are always empty when you come to me. Do I disappoint you?" "No, I don't think so. I just feel so weak, Jesus. This is a suffering for your nation. I want you to work right through it. You do not have to feel the inspiration to work. You merely need to obey. What I am taking from you in this moment is the normal joy you feel in being with me. But know, dear one, in your heart, I am deeply planted, and what I find there pleases me very much. Especially your commitment to overcome temptations. I am proud of you. You are not walking on a secured ridge. You have enemies all around you, just waiting for you to fall. Continue to dodge their insinuations. I never said it would be easy, but I did promise you my grace to overcome temptation, and you are making good use of it. Please do not be sad, Claire. I am happy with you." So I went to the Bible promises. And what did I open to but loneliness? Loneliness. What he was feeling, what I was feeling, and also loneliness has a line in it that says, "I will not leave you like orphans. I'll come to you." And that's always, to me, a scripture reading that says, "I'm visiting you. I'm with you. This is the real deal." Jesus continued, "See, I told you you weren't the only one who was lonely. Come, my dear one, and press into my heart, for inside of me is a Claire-shaped place that no one else can fill, and I do miss you terribly. Oh, sweet Lord, how can I continue to write when you've called me into your rest? Tuck in, dear one, and we will continue to talk." I sighed. Jesus continued, "So many sacrifices being offered right now, so very many, and they all look different. For some, it is this lethargy. For others, it is difficulties, trials, oppositions, even sickness. But you should be happy because your husband is better. I want you to dwell on that and continue to thank heaven, because so many of your saints came to your rescue the day you were despairing. And of course I was there, and my Father, showing the mercy you requested. Oh, thank you so very much, Jesus, Father God, and saints and angels, and especially you, Padre Pio. Oh, how blessed we are to have such a loving and caring gathering of souls around us in our moment of need. Getting back to what you are not feeling," Jesus continued, "complete emptiness. Do not let that trouble you as long as you are clean before me and committed to my will. I want you to keep going with music, with messages, and don't let the lack of feeling deter you. You see, my people, far too many of you are moved by emotion. When it is present, you do well. When it is absent, you do abysmally. I need for you to be consistent in your service to me on the dry desert days as well as the lush spring days. Is it not enough that I am always with you, here by your side? Is that not enough to motivate you? It truly is a great suffering to deprive you of the inspiration to get up and walk. But of all the options available to me now, this one is most fitting. Your nation is in deep trouble, and I need these sufferings to sustain what is best for it. I need your prayers and your faithfulness when you hit snags in energy and motivation. My grace is sufficient for you, my loved ones. There is much to do, even when the impending clouds blow across your skies. You know that I am in complete control, and I have many, many faithful souls backing up what is good in this country. Press in with prayer and sacrifices, knowing that they will avail much. Many of you have assignments you are dragging your feet on because of the recent event, thinking that perhaps the rapture is tomorrow. It is not, and you have time. Please make the best use of it. Do not allow the gifts I have given you lie fallow because waves of gossip have swept through the world. It makes no matter if you are on the brink of war. Rather, what matters is your own personal accountability and obedience. Do you not know that I can turn situations totally around before the clock completes even 1 second? The enemy has been pressing in with assignments of discouragement, apathy, insecurity, fear, and discontent. The medicine for these poisons is praise, thanksgiving, and getting up when you don't feel like it. Yes, get up when you most feel down, and count on me to supply what you need as you work. I have given you tremendous graces and opportunities to exercise your gifts. But apathy and sloth have stolen your time. There will be an accounting for these gifts, my loved ones. Do not let them become a means of punishment. Do not bury your talents. Pick up your mat and walk. I will supply what you feel is now lacking. I am planning an explosion of graces to be spread all over the world. This is the reason for the gifts. Use them. Create and execute those things you know are from me. Do not thicken on your lees. Rather, arise and forge your way into your dreams. I will greet you with what you need because you got up and were faithful. In the meantime, know that I am deeply in love with each of you. Your heart is my resting place. Do not defile it with unbelief and sloth. Rather, allow me to burst forth from within you with my creative power. When you are at your lowest ebb, I am my strongest through you. Arise, my loved ones. Arise and do valiantly for the kingdom. This is not the time or season to lie on your couch and take your rest. Arise, my beautiful one, and I shall meet you at the water gate, where streams of living waters will flow through you and out into a thirsty and dying world.